Hi, this is David for Citizen Really here, talking to Nicola in About Living, a shop in Giffnock. Nicola, if you'd just like to tell me a little bit about your shop and also what your plans are for the Torch Really when it comes through Giffnock.
Okay, well, we're a kind of small independent gift shop. We do a range of things from handbags and jewellery through to kitchenware and kids' gifts as well. So we try and keep quite a broad spectrum of gifts to offer our customers. So on the day of the Olympic Torch Really passing through Giffnock, we're planning to just have balloons out and kind of welcome everybody into the shop and hopefully get a good view of the torch when it goes by.
What's been arranged in Giffnock? What kind of interactions have you had with the organisers around about, you know, what to expect on the day?
We've had flyers in and it just says that there's going to be a sheep party and things outside on Fenwick Road, which everybody's really looking forward to.
And is there any expectations about how many people you think are likely to turn up for the
actual festival? No, we're not sure. People that have seen the leaflet and we've got a poster in the door are quite positive about it. So from that, then I could maybe see quite a few people. But one of those things you never really know until the day. So we're expecting it to be busy anyway. So.
And what do you think about kind of bringing something like the torch really through Giffnock? Is that something that's likely to impact on your business in a positive way?
Well, I would think so, yeah, because I'd imagine people would come in from far and wide around East Renfrewshire and Glasgow and things to come and see it, because it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime kind of opportunities. So I'd imagine we'd be quite busy on the day and maybe get some new customers from that, and people will be milling around the streets waiting for the torch to pass, so they'll be killing time in the shops.
What are your general thoughts on the Olympics coming to Scotland in terms of the torch really being one of the main ways that people can interact with the Olympic Games?
Oh, I think it's great. I think maybe in Scotland particularly, people maybe feel quite distanced between Scotland and London. So it's good that Scotland's being included in it, and the torch is coming through Giffnock, especially somewhere close to where I live and where I work. So I'm quite excited about it.
Will you go and see the torch anywhere else, or will that just be in East Renfrewshire?
I didn't plan to, and I didn't even consider that it would come through Giffnock, and when I found out that it was, I was quite excited about it. So probably see it here and then not just watch it on TV, follow it that way, rather than go anywhere else.
That's great. Thank you very much for your time, Nicola.
You're welcome.